Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You got Matt Miller on all the time.
Matt Miller.
Here I come. You ready?
NFL and NFL draft analyst at thedraftscout.com.
I gave him a 69 overall, so very nice grade for him.
Going through college and NFL film.
Jalen Johnson, he gets it. He's smart. He's tough. He's feisty. 6'1", 193. Ran a 4.5 flat. He knew he needed labrum surgery. Went ahead and did the combine. Did the entire thing with a torn labrum. So I love this guy.
Matt Miller with Bernstein and Rahimi on The Score.
It's Mark Grody and Gabe Ramirez filling in for Bernstein and Rahimi on The Score today. And yes, Matt Miller of the DraftScout.com joins us on The Score hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. What's going on, Matt? How are you?
Doing well, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely, man. And I was just saying before the break that I do believe it was you who predicted or suggested strongly that the Bears would hire Matt Nagy as the head coach 4 years ago. And you were also, if I'm not mistaken, critical of the Ryan Pace hiring some 7 or 8 years ago, whatever the calendar year is on that. So with that said, who you got for the Bears GM and head coach this time around?
Hold on, let me get my betting app ready. Hold on.
I'll say I don't feel as good this time around as I did last time where, like, I did. I hopped on here with Dan, you know, whatever, about 4 or 5 years ago, and was like, hey, Matt Nagy, I thought should be the guy as well. And I've said before, like a lot of people, I thought that he would bring that Kansas City offense. You know, we saw what he did with Alex Smith. It was like, oh, this will be great in Chicago. Problem is, he didn't bring that offense. I don't know what he was attempting to do, if he was trying to distance himself or not. But my pick would be, if I could pick anyone, it would be Brian Daboll. I think the Bills offensive coordinator would be great for Justin Fields. And I see that as the priority from the coaching standpoint of, hey, let's get someone who can develop Justin. And I think we saw what Daboll did with Josh Allen, taking him from a really toolsy quarterback and turning him into a really good quarterback. Like, and I loved Josh coming out of Wyoming, but even I would say, like, man, this dude's mechanics need a lot of work, and his timing needed a lot of work. And now we see, you know, a player who's taking the Bills to the AFC East Championship back-to-back season. So I think Brian Daboll would be a really good head coaching candidate. I also think what is intriguing to me is the fact that Daboll has coached in a lot of different places under a lot of different systems. So he's not a Belichick guy. He's not just a Saban guy. Like, he's been in Kansas City. He's been in Cleveland. He's been in Buffalo. So I don't feel like with him you're getting, you know, a Joe Judge type who's going to come in and just be New England Patriots of Chicago. It's more of someone who actually understands how to coach and work a team and also work an offense. And I think those connections would really help him with, you know, the type of staff that he can build, which is super important. And it's something that I think really hurt Nagy was when he was hired. I don't know if you guys remember, it was like he grabbed all these guys from the college game. And at the time, it was like, oh, this is new. Like, this is exciting. Maybe this will work. And it didn't. So if I had my dream duo, because I think that's super important, right, is mm-hmm. Ed Dodds and Brian Daboll. Okay. That's like your dream, right? And I know when Pace was hired, I was the dude who was saying, why aren't you hiring Chris Ballard? Why aren't you hiring Chris Ballard? I think that would have been a better move. And in hindsight, I think we can look back and say, you should have hired Chris Ballard. Now Ed Dodds works for Chris Ballard. So you have an opportunity to get to kind of right a wrong here. And Ed is, what, 42 years old now maybe, and has a reputation as one of the best scouts in football. So if the Bears want to find that right duo, that can, you know, have some harmony there. When the coach says, man, I need this, the GM's like, I got you. Perfect player for it. Like what we see in Buffalo, what we've seen in Pittsburgh, what we see in Kansas City. I think that's what the Bears have to hope to find.
All right, $100 on Brian. Okay, got it.
Ed Dodds, yes, there you go.
You know what? I know that Grody loves talking about the Bears GMs and coaches, but, you know, I'm really interested about this weekend's playoff games. And so, you know, speaking of Brian and what a fantastic job he's been doing as an offensive coordinator of the Bills, let's talk about that game specifically. I mean, obviously, you had two totally different outcomes with these games the last time these two teams played. You know, New England running the ball all over Buffalo in that extremely windy and terrible weather game. And then the bounce back where Buffalo was able to just kind of, you know, make a statement. What do you think is going to happen in this third game between these two teams?
Man, I am so excited for this game. Also, I love cold football games. Like, those cold weather games are my favorite. So I'm glad I'm not covering this game because it's going to be frigid. But I look at this, and I almost look at it as the way these two teams have trended. You know, New England, over the last couple of weeks, it seems like they're trending down a little bit. You know, Mac Jones, he's turned the ball over a little bit more. They've had some injuries to deal with, so the run game hasn't been quite as impactful. You know, Damian Harris is still questionable for the game as of right now, as is Kyle Duggar. Meanwhile, the Bills have no players on their injured list. So I think I look at that and say, okay, in the last five games, yeah, New England got them once, but they also really struggled, you know, in, what was it, week 17. And that's what I look at is, can New England score enough to beat a Buffalo team at home? That I just don't think they can. So I do think the Bills come in hot. They've won four of their last five. Including that one over New England. They took Tampa to overtime. Like, they just look like a team that's getting hot and healthy at the right time. And I look back at every year. You know, last year it was Tampa. They got hot and healthy at the right time, and no one could stop them. And to me, that's the Bills right now in the AFC. They're the team that you just look at what they have done in the last month, and then all the players they have coming back from the injured reserve. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I keep wanting to say that the winner of that game, Patriots and Bills, would go into ultimately the AFC championship game and go deep. But I don't think the Pats would. Like, I feel like there is going, if they get past Buffalo, which is going to be tough, I just don't see New England doing damage beyond that. But the Bills, I could see. Do you think that is the case?
I'm with you. Yes. Like, I think the Bills could go all the way to the Super Bowl. They could win the Super Bowl. They have that much talent. The Patriots, I agree. Like, it feels like they're getting closer, but they're not there yet, right? They don't have probably the weapons yet to get there. Really good football team. Very well coached, obviously, right? But they don't feel like the team where you look at them, you're like, oh, man, they're pretty dangerous. You know, it doesn't feel like Tampa last year or some of the former New England teams or Kansas City, where you're like, oh my gosh, you know, this team's going to be a problem. They're going to be a nightmare. So I look at Buffalo though and think, like, Josh Allen is just so good. And it's crazy. I saw a stat. My colleague Mina Kime shared it the other day. It's like, Josh is actually not good in cold weather, which is kind of surprising coming from
Wyoming,
and they're going to Buffalo. Yeah. So it's like, if they can actually, you know, get some warm weather, or, you know, have to go somewhere like a Kansas City or Tennessee to play, it might actually benefit Josh a little bit if they're on the road.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for them to, I mean, like, obviously you would expect Kansas City to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, so it'd be tough for them it's going to be a tough road no matter what. I mean, New England, KC if they win, and then either, you know, Tennessee or a Cincinnati, kind of a combination, is going to be tough. So that, I can see who your favorite is out of the AFC. When I look at the NFC, I mean, obviously, you know, most people don't want to bet against Tom Brady, but I look at that number one seed and I see Green Bay, and I don't know if it's the Bear fan in me or if it's just the actual football analyst that's saying, I don't know if these guys can make it to the Super Bowl. What do you think? Or the big game?
Yeah, I don't know if the Packers can either. And again, I know I'm going against what I just said about Buffalo because the Packers are, like, incredibly healthy right now and they have been hot. It might be, like, I'm going to admit it, and I could probably do this on Chicago radio, my bias against Aaron Rodgers. Like, I understand how
don't get yourself
he is,
in trouble.
And he's a first
safe.
First Hall of Famer. Right. I don't have an MVP, though. I can say whatever I want.
But
I do think, like, if I'm being honest, like, I'm probably, like, I would love to see Dallas in the Super Bowl. And for no reason other than I think it would be a great Super Bowl to have Dallas back in there. Like, to me, like, a Green Bay-Buffalo Super Bowl, like, I'm just not that excited for it. But for some reason, and I don't know, maybe it is personal bias, like a Cowboys-Bills or Cowboys, Chiefs, I think that'd be great. You know, the Rams have all the firepower on offense, as do the Bucks. But what the Packers have done this year is remarkable. I mean, they, you know, other than that, you know, a couple of few slip-ups this year, including, you know, when Aaron was out against the Chiefs, like, they've been very, very tough to beat. And so it's hard to look at them and look at what they did, you know, to the Bears not that long ago, to the Ravens, to the Rams. Like, they were just red hot to end the year until, you know, the last game where they pulled people out. But I would say if you asked me to, you know, put $100 on it, I would probably say the Packers, just because they've been so good. They're the number one seed. Lambeau's very hard to go win at. But if I were choosing with my heart, like, I would love to see a Cowboys Super Bowl with how great that defense has been this year. With, you know, I just want to see as much of Micah Parsons as we possibly can this year is probably what it comes down to.
Talking to Matt Miller of thedraftscout.com on the Bernstein and Rahimi show. Those two are off today, so it is me, Mark Grody, and Gabe Ramirez of B96 and Bears Unleashed. And Gabe was right, Matt. I just want to get back to the Bears GM and head coach. So I will ask you this, and you may have unique or more insight than some because you pay more attention to college football than well, I do, and I think a lot of our listeners. So Jim Harbaugh. What is your opinion on, first, would Jim Harbaugh leave Michigan, and B, would the Bears be a destination to which he would consider?
I think he would leave Michigan. And when, you know, was that a couple weeks ago when it came out that, like, oh, you know, there's a mutual interest between the NFL and Harbaugh. My whole take on this was that I do believe that they've peaked at Michigan. It took like 7 years to beat Ohio State. You finally did it. Like, you got to go out on top, right? You got to know when to ride away. And I feel like that's where he's at right now. You know, what's the line? You either, you know, live long enough to you know, you die hero, or live long enough to be the villain. That's where he's at right now. Like, you're the hero. You beat Ohio State. You got in the college football playoff. You've seen what your limit is at Michigan. And the Big Ten is not getting worse, right? Like, that is a conference that's going to be pretty good as long as Ohio State's up there. So I look at it and it's like, this dude had a lot more success in the NFL going from Stanford to San Francisco. I think his messaging probably works a little bit better in the pros as well. And then, you know, you don't have to recruit, which I think a lot of these NFL guys struggle with. And there's not as much emphasis on player development. It's more about scheme, X's and O's, getting, you know, the right pieces for the right position. So I do think the Bears could be an interesting you know, spot for him. I think with Jim, it would be a big question about what that offense looks like, because when we saw it in San Francisco, it was, you know, all the read option stuff with Kaepernick and Alex Smith. The game has changed. So what would he bring to Chicago? I still think, and I tweeted this the other day, for me, what is most important for Chicago, the head coach is very important, the general manager is very important, but it's the having a clear vision of, this is how we help Justin Fields. Like, you don't have a first round pick this year. You've invested that in Justin Fields. How are you going to help this young man be the best football player he can be? That is what, if I'm Ted Phillips or, you know, the owners, that's my question is, how are you going to help us turn this player we spent two first round picks on, how are we going to make him a great quarterback? And I do think that Jim has shown he could do that. You know, with Alex and Colin, they were both playing at high levels. But what he brings around him would be a huge question mark for me, you know, especially on the defensive side. If Vic Fangio wants to come with him, then we're getting interesting here, right? Then it's like, okay, like, we've seen what Vic can do with what the Bears have on defense. So that would be, you know, I think so often we get caught up in like, this is the head coach. It's like, okay, well, who's the offensive coordinator? Who's the defensive coordinator? Because that really, really matters a lot.
It does, and I completely agree with you. You know, whether or not Jim Harbaugh will come to the Bears, who knows, and we can play that game all day. But I agree with you that he's ready to bolt Michigan. It's like he's maxed out. He has hit what I like to call the SEC wall. He's done. He got to the football playoff and then gets blasted by Georgia. It's sort of like Brian Kelly at Notre Dame. Like, he built this great thing, got to a national title game, was in the college playoff, but he realized that that's it, and it's maximum effort getting there. So LSU comes a call, and he's like, Slater, I'm out of here where I can win, and you'd win there, and exactly. Jim Harbaugh could win in the NFL, right?
Yeah, I think it's win-win, right? But I am fascinated to see what Harbaugh does, because it's been 2 weeks, and he hasn't interviewed for any jobs that we know of, right?
Yeah.
I know, it's, we don't always, like, these lists come out of like, oh, we've requested to interview such and such. Well, you don't have to do that, right? You can interview whoever you want behind closed doors. Private jets and Zoom meetings exist for a reason. So I do think that you know, if Harbaugh wants to leave Michigan, now is the time, right? I mean, you took a pay cut last year to save your job, and it worked out, right? But they've already shown that they don't have a lot of faith in you because they cut your salary in half to ask you to stay, right? So I don't look at Michigan and think, oh, okay, well, he can carve out another 10 years there and make it the Alabama of, you know, the Rust Belt. I don't think that's happening. So if he's thinking about job security, I think the NFL is the better move.
Talking to Matt Miller, and he answered Grody's question of whether or not the GM and the coach should be dependent upon Justin Fields walking into that door. But let's just say it was one of your guys, Matt. Let's say it was, like we mentioned, that we just talked about. Let's say it was Jim Harbaugh. Let's say it was Daboll. Obviously, we don't have a first-round pick. If you're the GM to these coaches, who are you taking first in the draft, position-wise? Not player-wise, but position-wise.
For the Bears specifically,
yes.
I think you have to look at wide receiver. You got one guy under contract, and Mooney's a very good player, 1,000 yards this year, right? But you have to start thinking about how to help Justin, but also, like, you know, I think we saw in Detroit when they lost four wide receivers, like, what happened? Like, it wasn't good. They drafted Amon-Ra St. Brown. He's been great this year, but you have to have players. And Allen Robinson, whether you can keep him or not, I think it's a big question mark. Even if you can, I still think you have to find a third, fourth, and fifth option. So, I think the wide receiver position is incredibly crucial to what Chicago does. I'm a huge Cole Kmet fan. I think you have your tight end. I think you have your running back, David Montgomery. The offensive line, is, you know, there's still some question marks up there, obviously, but I think wide receiver is just a huge, huge part of it this year. Like, you have to hit there. And that doesn't mean you have to get, you know, this, like, super gadgety, oh, we got to draft speed. No, like, you need a hit. You need a guy who can catch 5 or 6 passes every Sunday, who's a consistent route runner, who's, you know, smart and aware. And this is a good receiver class at the top. You know, there's going to be quite a few first-rounders again. I think one of the biggest issues is the drop-off in talent after, you know, that fifth or sixth receiver comes off the board.
Matt, great stuff as always. We appreciate your time.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great one.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.